Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about new technology, robots, and automation, but not how these technologies might replace workers, but how it will allow organizations to track workers even more closely. Example one is from our pals at Amazon, the most interesting company in the world, I think. From a recent article titled, Amazon could make a bracelet that tracks workers' movements and buzzes them if they move in the wrong direction. Amazon may be looking to improve its workers' efficiency in new ways. As was spotted by the blog GeekWire, the company was just awarded a patent for a device that would attach to its warehouse workers' wrists and track their movements using ultrasonic waves. In conjunction with a receiver unit, those ultrasonic waves could track where the worker's hand is in real time and guide it to pick out items and then pack the items in boxes. If the worker's hand moves in the wrong direction, for example, a slight vibration in the wrist would let them know. The idea here is to help reduce the time that Amazon warehouse workers spend looking for items, sorting through boxes and shelves, with the goal of helping them be more efficient at selecting the necessary items for a given order. But as the piece points out as well, this kind of technology could also be used to measure employee performance and improvement or regression down to the micro level, the gesture. I once had a summer job working in a perishable food distribution center 100 years ago, and we were measured back then on one metric: how close we came each day to completing our orders in the estimated amount of time allotted for them. So if a given order was meant to be completed in, say, 30 minutes, and it took me 40 minutes to actually turn in the order to the shipping dock, then I would be at 67%, a 10-minute overage on a 30-minute order. Each week we had to be a certain percentage rate. I think it was probably 85% in order to stay in good standing. Too many weeks below 85% and you'd eventually get fired. Back then, we thought this was a really harsh, big brother type monitoring system, but at least it did allow for some slack for having a bad shift or two, and for a little bit of gamesmanship. It didn't take too long to find the gaps and the wiggle room in the system and find ways to beat it. And since we were provided a real-time update on our percentage completion rate after every order, you could also determine, once Friday rolled around, just how much you had to hustle or slack off in order to maintain the 85% for the week. Looking back on it now, it seems pretty reasonable overall, to both the company and to the workers. But if we thought aggregated performance measurement and targets were Big Brother back in the day, I can't imagine what we or anyone would think about performance monitoring and measurement at the gesture level. Here's one more example from the world of sports, taken from an analysis of current NBA player John Wall and his case for being included on the NBA All-Star team this past season. Here's ESPN's Zach Lowe providing a bit of data about Wall's performance this season. Quote, Wall is shooting 42%, his lowest mark since he was a rookie, and he just hasn't played with enough vigor on either end of the floor. One measure of that, he has spent 76.57% of floor time either standing still or walking, the largest such share among all players, according to tracking data from the data source Second Spectrum. Ball-dominant stars need to conserve energy. Some guys shift from walking to turbo mode without spending too much time in between. But regardless, Wall should not be freaking last. He too often stands around when he doesn't have the ball, or when a shot is in the air and he might be able to help on the glass. He switches constantly on defense to avoid chasing his guy around picks. That professional athletes have their performance measured and monitored to a greater degree than most other professions is not all that surprising. After all, metrics and statistics like points scored, rebounds, and assists have been part of NBA scores for decades. But what is newer is that the technology advances in both video capture and motion analysis that provide data on every single step that an NBA player takes during a game. So now instead of just looking at how many points a player scored in a game and judging his effectiveness based on a combination of things we can count, like points, and this kind of an eye test judgment of their effort level and hustle, NBA teams now can analyze and examine exactly what a player did every second he was on the court. Look again at the statistic mentioned above. Wall has been walking or standing exactly 76.57% of the time he has been on court this season. His activity is being measured to hundredths of a percent, for crying out loud. Can you imagine working in a job where your management had access to your effort down to that level? Every second you are supposed to be at work? That's wild. These two examples, and I'm sure there will be plenty more, point out that the impact of new technology on work and workplaces is not limited to total or direct replacement of workers and human roles. Technology also has the effect, or at least can have the effect, of driving ever closer measurement and control over workers and work performance. I don't think this is necessarily a bad thing. Organizations and workers have to be able to understand their work, how to improve, and companies need to continue to get more efficient in order to compete. But there needs to also be consideration of the balance between measurement, control, and workers' ability to exist as people in a setting that may not be replacing them, but can be seen as dehumanizing them. And until the robots are ready, your organization still needs these people. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.